thanks for being with us today. You're listening to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Well, Pride Month in Juneau is packed with events, and it's here to bring us up to date is going to be Abby Spofford. She's a volunteer with SEGLA, the Southeast Alaska LGBTQ Plus Alliance. And also with us today, star performer Gigi Monroe is with us. She's one of the headliners for Glitz, fundraiser for SEGLA. So welcome to both of you, both joining me online here via Zoom. Thanks for joining us. Abby, hello, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you today?
And Gigi, how are you doing?
Great, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, do I have that right? It's tonight is the performance, right? With two shows happening tonight for Glitz?
It's one show tonight and one show tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. So tell me the times of the two different shows.
Sure. We are actually sold out for both nights. They're at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. So I hope everybody who wanted to come got their tickets.
Okay.
We are packing the house and... Well, tickets will be available at the door, unfortunately.
Well, this is pretty much just amping people up for next year then. I mean, you know, come on. It's an ongoing event here, right?
Absolutely. We're so excited to be kicking off Pride Celebration this year in Juneau. We're back with a full set of events, thanks to SEGLA and all the volunteers on the board. And, of course, we have the Glitz after party that we do invite everyone to tomorrow night. That's at the Alaskan after the show.
Great. So we'll get to some of the other things, and Abby will talk to you just a second here, and just some of the other things that are happening as part of Pride Month. But Gigi, I did want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, you have been so instrumental in establishing this really amazing drag scene that's been happening in Juneau for the past few years. But how did you keep it going for the past couple of years?
Thanks, Andy. Yeah, the last 2 years, well, they kind of stunk for everybody, I know, in our respective worlds. But, you know, for live performers, for entertainers, for artists, this was such a hard time. We get so much out of what we do, and that creative outlet and that interchange of energy in person is so fundamental to performance and drag. So we didn't have that, and we spent the last 2 years behind a video camera filming performances to songs that we loved, and we put them out there. We called it digital drag. We had once a month a showcase of about a dozen videos each time, and we just finished doing that last summer, took a little time off, and then we started in-person shows again in January.
Must have been amazing to get back in front of a crowd after all that time.
Yes, as you can imagine, it was electric. The energy was, you know, pent up, and people were hungry for performance and for community and just to have a good time and try to forget about what's going on in the world. You know, not that we can actually ever do that, but maybe for a couple hours on a Saturday night, we could get together, forget about all the outside and just support our community inside those doors. And so that's really what's my goal every time I put on a show. And it was even more poignant, especially after the pandemic.
Yeah, I wonder whether for you and for other people in the performance arts, whether, are there things that you took away from this last couple of years that you feel like are a positive moving forward? Are there things, inspiration, things like that, that you draw from?
I think one of the things we were reminded about how important community and connection is. And as our world gets increasingly digital and behind screens, I think sometimes we forget the power of being in the same room together, whether that's, you know, making music or, you know, performing or even just having a conversation in person. There's something that you can't even really describe in words, but it is so important, even as our technology advances and we're able to connect virtually.
Yeah. Well, Abby, let's let you get in on the conversation here. Sorry to take up Gigi's time there to start with, but Abby, tell me a little bit about some of the other events that are happening as we're full into Pride Month now. I know we've got lots of stuff on schedule.
We do. We have so much that I'm very excited about. Of course, kicking it off with the two Glitz shows and the after party this weekend. On Sunday, there's a scavenger hunt that's all ages. There's a game night at Riddle Valley Games. There's a proud pet parade, which is, of course, new this year to really incorporate the whole family, even the four-legged ones
I
or
love
three-legged
that.
ones.
I love it. Proud
Yeah.
pets. Very good.
It's going to be really fun. There's also a showing of Blue Ticket, the film, which I'm really excited about at the Gold Town Nickelodeon. You can find more information about that on our website. Pride Trivia, Pub Crawl, Pride Prom, also all ages. So anyone can come and either relive or get to experience a new prom experience. You can go to the Pride Picnic, which is all ages and really fun to just connect with people in person and outside. And then also on the 26th, we have the tea dance, which I think Gigi might know a little bit about and can tell you about.
All right, that sounds like a cue for you, Gigi. What tell us about that.
Okay, this is so cool, y'all. Like, this is the first time we've done this. I wanted to bring, I guess for those of you who know me, you know I'm so passionate about LGBTQ history and carrying the legacy forward and some of the traditions that are so unique to our community. Well, this is one of them. The tea dance was started in the 50s on the East Coast in New York. And this was a time where gay and lesbian people could not gather in person together without the threat of police persecution. And so they decided, instead of trying to hang out together on Friday night or Saturday night out at a bar, they would call it a tea party and get together Sunday afternoon. And initially, they served tea, and eventually, that evolved into alcohol once it became legal to serve gay people alcohol, which that was actually a law for a long time. So, in the 60s and 70s, it evolved into an afternoon party that rounded out a weekend of going out, and it still got people in bed early enough so they could get up to work on Monday morning. So we are going to revive that and have a disco themed tea dance at Louie's on Sunday the 26th from 3 to 7 p.m. And I will be DJing, which is very exciting for me because you all know I love disco.
Yes,
So that
it's
should be a really fun event.
right in the pocket for you there, some disco. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, that is amazing. And you remind us of not just, obviously a lot of what's happening and we're talking about is the fun of the events that are happening. But it is so important to remember why this month is so important. These civil rights abuses, there's no other way of putting it, but abuses happened within many of our lifetime. This isn't ancient history, it's recent
Absolutely.
history. And I think that is tell me a little bit about your perspective on how Pride Month has taken on the role of informing people about that history.
Yeah, that is a huge part and about the motivation of Pride Month. We are here to not only remember and carry forward the legacy and the lives that were dedicated to our freedoms just to exist, but we also come out and we celebrate and we're out there loud and proud for all of the people who can't be today. These aren't just historic abuses. There are still so many civil rights abuses today. And those of us who do have the privilege to be out loud and proud, we do so on behalf of all the people who can't. Right now, we've got anti-trans youth legislation in our state. We have a tax on students, on things like drag queen story time, and our various pride events are still under attack, and right here in Alaska. So it is this combination of recognizing the history and where we've come from, and especially honoring things like Stonewall and rising up, lifting up the names of the people who started this whole movement for us, like Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera. But also, we need to look around at our world today, right here in Alaska, right here in Juneau, and around the world.
And it's interesting, and I think it's so important that the film Blue Ticket's being shown. I mean, something that's, you know, really about, if we think that this is stuff that doesn't happen here in Juneau, that certainly is a film that will teach you otherwise.
I would say if you're interested in that history, for sure, the Blue Ticket, the film, is showing on Wednesday the 22nd and also again on the 30th. And man, it is powerful. So I would highly recommend that to anyone who lives in Juneau or is here and just super curious about the history here in Juneau.
And let's get back to some of the fun stuff. Gigi, I know that the shows are sold out, but just in the interest of getting people amped up, tell me a little bit about maybe what's planned or some of the fun performers that you're anticipating for the Glitz.
Absolutely. We've got 10 local performers, which is just amazing that we have this group of people now for the last several years who have been working on their craft and perfecting and polishing, and their numbers and performances this weekend are the best yet. There are dance productions, there's all different genres of music, there's crazy props and surprises and all of that. And we have 3 national headliners joining us, which I'm super excited about. We always bring them in for Glitz, not only for them to help us celebrate, but for us to show them what we've got going on here in Juneau, which is pretty dang impressive, if I do say so myself.
Tell me about that. How is the Juneau scene perceived among the kind of national drag community?
Andy, like every year, our headliners come to town, and I think, you know, they're used to touring, they travel a lot, they do a lot of pride shows. And I think that they come to town and they think, okay, you know, this is just another pride gig. I'm going to show up, I'm going to do my performances and go back home. Well, that doesn't happen here. They come, first of all, they're blown away by this community, to have such a supportive and generous and, you know, very energetic community is unique. Secondly, especially for our size, you know, we're only a town of, what, 34,762, something like that.
You're very up on the statistics.
Right.
It's good.
So, yeah, you know, for 850 people to come out and see them over a weekend at Glitz is a pretty great showing.
Yeah.
And the second thing they always notice is how many drag kings we have here. And that our shows are so represented by both kings and queens. And I'll tell you what, that is completely unique. There is not one other city that I've been to around the world that any of these headliners have ever been to where that is the case. And I am most proud about that out of anything that we've done with Juneau Drag.
That's interesting. Why do you think that is?
I have no idea. No, I think part of it is that from the beginning, I believed that drag kings were just as, if not more, entertaining and creative and talented as queens. So I always tried to make space for that, and then people just naturally fell into it. You know, there were a few people who are interested in the beginning. Some of our early kings were Luke the Duke of Bell, and you know, I think that he really served as a model of maybe what people could do. And then there were so many people, like queer women who were exploring a masculine expression, to genderqueer performers, trans and non-binary performers, who found a place for themselves all along that gender spectrum. And so I think just making space and holding space for that, it naturally comes. And so it's something I'm personally passionate about, but I think at this point, there's just plenty of role model and excellence that other kings can look to join in.
It's cool to know that.
And we've always brought a king to our Glitz.
Yeah, it's just cool to know there's just a unique thing about Juneau drag that, you know, beyond what the cool stuff we see, and knowing that, of course, we have this international talent in Gigi Monroe here, we also have all this other unique talent. It's really cool. Well, Abby, tell us a little bit, just recap for us one more time some of the upcoming things that are happening as part of Pride Month, and just to get people informed on how they can participate.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. Lots of all ages events, scavenger hunt, game night, proud pet parade, Blue Ticket the film, 21 plus pride trivia, pub crawl, all ages pride prom, pride picnic, and then 21 plus tea dance. I mean, yeah. If you are looking for something to do this week, you have got lots to do.
No excuse not to get out and enjoy it. Well, Abby Spofford and Gigi Monroe, thanks for joining us today. Gigi, have a great performance. I know you don't need my good luck to have a great performance, but have a great performance as part of Glitz. What year Glitz is this? This must be coming up on the 8th?
It is. Yeah, it is exactly the 8th year that we've done it, but of course we took 2 years off, so who knows?
Still, I think count it. You can count that. It's the 8th year. Maybe not consecutive.
It's the 8th year. Yes.
All right. Yes. All right, well, thanks to both of you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.